I'm so excited. I never get to be that guy.
Just when you think the whole situation couldn't be any more embarrassing.
Every day, I just sit at the same fucking desk with the same fucking to-do list, and none of it's helping me.
Not sure if this counts as running away from my problems.
Anyway, what else?
I don't know what it is about this week, but apparently 2020 men are feeling the need to get in touch. It's like the ghosts of Jess's past. So yeah, Joe from work messaged today. Honestly, I'm fuming. It's actually outrageous. Listen to this. No hellos or how are you doing? Straight in there with, not ideal, I've got chlamydia. You should probably get tested. And that was literally it. The absolute audacity. Just when you think the whole situation couldn't get any more embarrassing. We did use protection, so I feel like surely I couldn't have it. But I booked myself straight into the clinic. I feel a bit uneasy going right now, but this isn't like a hospital, so it should be fine. I have to go, though. Oh, I need to sort my life out, seriously. Laura's arranged a girls' day at the park to try and cheer me up.
I need to get out of this fucking house. It's not even like a lockdown thing. Like, I can't do this. I can't even think. Like, I can't even focus. I have like a million things to do already. And what's even the fucking point, honestly? Jesus. Every day I just sit at the same fucking desk with the same fucking to-do list and none of it's helping me. What have I even done the past few months? I've got nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for all the time before that. I mean, fuck. Oh. Fuck this.
I know this is weird, because we're in the middle of a pandemic and everything, but I don't know the last time I felt so okay. Not okay. Good. Had another virtual drink with my mates from art class. I even organised it. That might be a first. I made a little art-based pub quiz. My flatmates were making fun of me, saying I only got everyone together as an excuse to see Emma. I mean, they can piss right off. I mean, I did spend a lot of time making it, though. Can you seduce someone with a well-made quiz? I've caught myself doing these little things that I didn't used to. Like, I'm busy enough taking training sessions and building my Instagram live classes, but there just feels so much more space in my day now. Yesterday, before bed, I sat down and just sketched for half an hour. I can't remember being so relaxed. Oh, today, I had a bath. An actual, real-life bath. So tonight, I'm making dinner for my flatmates. Salmon en croûte. I've been eating so much better since lockdown. I've actually got time to make proper food now. This'll be another level though. Rosie had been making these amazing coffee and walnut cakes, so I thought I'd show off as well. It feels weird now to be getting on with my flatmates. Like, I find myself sneaking around the house, still nervous about bumping into them. And then I have to remind myself that everything's okay.
It's about 3 a.m. I'm at Henry's. I guess I really couldn't take it anymore. I didn't have like a big bust up with my mum or anything. Like, I just called Henry and asked if he could pick me up and then packed a bag. He turned up in his car. I can't really be shitty about it now. We didn't speak much on the drive back to his either. He just let me lie down in his bed and I didn't want to be in the way, even though I put myself in the way by calling him. I don't know what I'm doing here. I mean, I do. I needed out of that house, but more like out of this life for a minute. I just feel trapped in like feeling like a failure. And I'm always angry because of that. I think I've always joked about hating myself, but it kind of wasn't a joke. Lol. I don't know where it comes from. I just really, like, it just really scares me, I guess. I don't know how to...
So I met a couple of the girls at the park today for some socially distanced day drinking. It was actually
so great to see them in real life. I really needed it. I miss social gatherings so much, and if this experience has taught me anything, I'm super grateful for my friends. I actually feel so much better about life. Oh God, and everyone was unanimous that Greg is a prick. I think I made the right decision in not messaging him back. I was totally drafting a reply in my notes. I'm worth more though. Amy was super helpful. She talked about how she left marketing to become a teacher, and obviously that's absolutely not my calling in life, but it got me thinking. Maybe there are other things out there for me. Absolutely no idea what yet, but I'm open to it. Anyway, when me and Nora went to get gin tins from the shop, we bumped into this guy from her work who was a bit blah, but his friend he was with, wow. I got really good vibes from him. I wasn't even drunk, and I just felt really chilled. We definitely clicked. Like, no fronts, and he was funny, not my normal type at all. Then, maybe like an hour later, he followed me on Instagram, and he's been looking at all my stories.
So, I haven't really touched this in a while. God, I can't even imagine the waffle that must be stored on this. So much has changed since then, though. I've just got back from my COVID vacation. I just went for a week, and travel restrictions are eased now. I didn't do a Dominic Cummings. Promise. It was a really weird situation, actually. So the school said that I could have some time off and that I was visibly struggling. Not treading water, but drowning. The whole parents' evening ordeal was clearly still in the back of everyone's minds, and, well, I accepted, and I'm not sure I'll ever go back. I mean, this break has been so lovely. I don't have to decide things right away. I'll just try to paint the scene just so I have like a diary of it. So I was sitting in the back of my camper van, doors swung wide open, looking over Porthcurno Beach near Land's End. I drove down to Land's End on a whim, really. The name of the place seemed fitting. So I went. Land's End, the most westerly point in England, and the place where the road literally stops. I was staying in a small bed and breakfast a little bit further inland, still very empty and not many people are there. A lovely elderly couple ran the place, and they have a lovely garden with so many plants. The tide was coming in quickly, and a long funnel of sand separated two rocky cliffs. It's difficult to get across how beautiful it is here, though, through my words. And, yeah, apart from a few stray dog walkers, I was alone. I mean, after school started again during lockdown, I just couldn't really take it anymore. I was really losing track of time. I wasn't sleeping. I think it was the stress of so many people counting on me. I didn't have anything else to give to anyone. I thought I was free back then, but I wasn't really free. I was tied down so many commitments, and I wasn't doing anything for myself. I felt bad abandoning... No, okay, I wasn't abandoning them. I need to stop using that word. Basically, I saw a good deal for renting a camper van and decided to take a proper break. It had been waiting for me for too long. I mean, I knew that I couldn't get very far, so I'm just doing the UK for the time being, but it's very beautiful. So many places I haven't seen. And I'm going to get the ferry from Dover as soon as this thing blows over and see some more beautiful places. I'm not sure if this counts as running away from my problems. Doesn't feel like a normal solution to feeling burnt out, but seems to be working. And I know there's the point that once I go back, everything will just go back to how it was before. But for the time being, I feel like I'm in the right place. And perhaps relaxing will help me get some clarity. I mean, hindsight might make me sound like a bit of a loser here, but this is probably one of the most exciting things I've done in years. I've just been so set on my goals and being the best person that I can be. I haven't really had the chance to see the things on my own doorstep.
Oh, I woke up today feeling terrible. Everything just felt darker, worse. The fact that I'm in limbo with my job, I don't know what's next for my career. I don't even know when I'm going to be able to go home and see my family. All my friends are making more money than me, getting married. It just all swamped me. It was such an effort to get up and then start my first session with a client. I was just totally lost in this black hole. After lunch, I have this call booked with George, my boss from the gym. I'm starting to think that I may be worried about speaking to him. I hadn't realised how much being away from him, being away from the gym had helped me. This morning, I'm just back to my old angry self. I was about to get pissed off at my flatmates just because I could hear them laughing and chatting in the kitchen, but I was able to catch myself. I've just been thinking about how I was before lockdown, angry all the time. Just feeling, well, the victim of everyone else's bullshit. Like, I hate how easily I slip back into it just because I had a call with George. I am so much happier now. But what's going to happen when I go back to work? I never want to go back to the way it was. Perspective definitely helps, though. I was in this dark spiral and then bumped into Rudy. He was all dressed up in a shirt and tie, and he was going to his great-aunt's Zoom funeral. I asked him about it afterwards, and it sounded really weird, like just really impersonal. I can get so caught up in my own stuff, but every now and then, just realise there are much, much bigger problems out there.
Hi again. Okay, so me and Henry just had this long talk about me, essentially. It started with him saying we had to talk about everything, and for me, I was like, instant alarm bells, like, is he mad at me? What did I do? I mean, I know, but anyway, we sat down, and he was like, I'm worried about you, and I've been worried for the past few months, and just laid out all these times that I, like, pushed him away and did stuff that, like, freaked him out, and that since lockdown, it felt like I'd figured out what was going on, but now with, like, this new freak out and everything, he basically said he doesn't know where I'm at and that he wants to help, but he doesn't think he can in the way I need. For me, I know that work, just trying to wrap my head around this, because it's like work needed to be the focus for me, because, you know, you don't get anything for nothing, especially not like the fancy schmancy job that I want. But that doesn't mean I wanted to push him out. Maybe subconsciously that was the excuse. Like, I'm focusing all my efforts and trying to create something in the future. And so much of my time I'm focused on that, where I kind of ignore everything here, good or bad. Maybe it's like, yeah, because I hate myself. I hate my relationships. I don't know if it's that simple. Like, it's not that I don't believe that they have, that he has love for me, but it's more I know that it'll make it better, so I cut myself off from him and other people that will give me that. That's part of it, I think. But more than that, lockdown is the closest I've gotten to where I could live without work pressure. It wasn't my fault I couldn't get anywhere, but I'm still resentful and frustrated and isolating myself. And I don't really know what the root of that is. It just, like, happens on a sort of rotation. I really can't tell the difference between when I'm fine and when I'm not. But I'll find out. I don't want to be that person anymore. It's not right and it's not what I want. And like, it's not who I'm going to be.
Just got my results back. I don't have chlamydia. Oh my God, I'm so relieved. What a wake-up call for poor life choices. The clinic was super fine too. At least I can draw a line under that now. This is so weird though. When I was walking home, I turned around the corner and literally coming up the road towards me was Adam, the guy from the park the other day. I was a bit horrified, like, did he see me leave the clinic? But we ended up having a great chat for ages and he asked if I wanted to go for a drink one time, not even in like a creepy or weird way, and I definitely want to. Obviously, I'm super mindful though, as everyone seems to have this desperation for making connections right now, so I'm just going to be really chilled out, have a nice time and enjoy the moment. I've actually been productive these last couple of days. I've been reading. I should really read more. I'm about halfway through The Law of Attraction in maybe a strange attempt to manifest some positive energy from the universe, and I know it's trash, but it actually has made me feel better. Work said it's going to take a while to make decisions about the redundancies, and I feel oddly calm, like it's so out of my hands. Never thought I would say that. It will be okay though. I've got so many contacts. Literally, a couple weeks ago, a client emailed saying they were interested in me for their team. And do you know what? So they should be. I'm an asset. I work my ass off and I love it. It's so weird. Corona has literally thrown so many punches my way. I feel like it's made me take a look at myself and work on my growth. Not like I know exactly what I want to do now, but I hadn't realised how dependent I'd become on, like, validation from men and just everyone.
Oh, this really came out of nowhere. One of my clients, Laura, messaged me this morning. She works for this sort of posh fruit and veg shop, and they're doing a bit of a rebrand. Apparently, she showed her boss my drawings on Instagram, and she's asked if I had a portfolio I could send her. I mean, I don't have a portfolio, but I can absolutely make one. Like, nothing might come of this, but honestly, I'm so happy someone thought we need someone to draw and thought of me. They probably won't hire me for the job, but I'm so excited. I never get to be that guy. Come to think of it, I don't actually know what a portfolio really looks like. I'll ask Emma. She does design stuff at work, so she'll know. She's just... I've spoken to her every day of lockdown, I think. There's this constant stream of voice notes, texts, and then seeing her at art class. I wouldn't ever tell her this, but I've been thinking a lot. The truth is, there's only one person I want to see when lockdown ends.